This is Sheila O'Reilly of CFRU 93.3 FM, bringing you today the segment of Our Little Town. On Sunday, April 3rd, of a new spring weekend in Guelph, I had the enormous pleasure of attending the Harcourt United Church's celebratory service announcing it is joining the Affirming Ministry Movement, a movement upholding the rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexuals to worship freely within the church. Joining me today is Monica Moore, one of the two ministers at Harcourt Church, to explain the process of becoming an affirming ministry and also its significance in Guelph. Monica, I want to welcome you to CFRU. And first, can you tell us, in your own words, what an affirming ministry is?
Yes, and thank you for having me as well. An affirming ministry specifically is a ministry that welcomes lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered people fully into the life, so that all the rituals, the privileges, the responsibilities of membership are open to all. But for us, being an affirming ministry also opens up other avenues of inclusiveness that we have to look into and be vigilant about. And so it's specifically for gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgendered people, but also opened up for other areas of inclusiveness.
Yeah. Okay, now can you tell me the process? You told me the process was a long one. It seems that the community at Harcourt, by and large, would support a progressive move such as this one. Yet, in the years preceding the affirmation, was there not some controversy, some concerns, or even some outright hostility toward this? Could you speak to this?
We would be lying to say that it was without controversy and conflict. And also, I'm sure that there were some families who chose to leave the congregation, both because we weren't moving fast enough on the process and because they didn't agree that we should even be talking about it, the issues in the first place. But it was interesting. When we started out, we said that we wouldn't... The committee that was doing the process said, we're not going to call for the vote when we think we can win. We're going to call for the vote when there are no more questions asked, and or no more questions to be asked, that everybody had all the information they needed. That took a long time, and people needed the space to let it sink into their psyche as well. And through the process... There's very few people who gave themselves to the process wholeheartedly who weren't changed through it as well. And change takes time. It doesn't happen always immediately. So, yeah, it was hard for me because I like to have things happen more quickly. But the congregation taught me about patience through this. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
The Reverend Coughlin on Sunday, the leader of the Affirming Ministry Movement, said that Harcourt was joining the 30 other churches in the Affirming Ministry Movement. The number 30 struck me. Is the 30 across the country, which I think would be shockingly low, or is this provincially?
Yes. It actually is nationally that there are 30 congregations or ministries nationally. And after having been through the process and knowing how much energy, emotional energy and spiritual energy and physical at some times and late night meetings, I could see why a congregation would think very hard before they went into this process, because it does, when you start looking at bedrock values and where you actually stand and integrity and all of that, there's lots of work that needs to be done. So we're hoping that by becoming an affirming congregation, we can help others to make the step more quickly. So who knows what will happen in the future.
Well, Monica, that leads me to my last question. What does this mean for Guelph? The landscape of which is visually at least dominated by the beautiful spires of Church Our Lady. What can the presence of an openly supportive church to the GLBT community mean?
Yeah. I think that with Harcourt United Church and the Unitarian congregation here in town, we are the only two faith communities that are open and accepting of the LGBT community. Probably the Ecumenical Campus Ministry at the university is as well. But I hope that this is the start of opening up safer places around the city as well. Part of being an affirming ministry is some activism as well, to be involved in the gay rights movement and to you know, be supportive of the community that's not going to church as well. So I'm just very happy that there are some safe places now, and my hope, of course, is that it will grow as society comes around.
Mm-hmm. Evolves in this question. Yeah, Monica Moore, I want to thank you very much for joining us on CFRU. As I say, the celebration on Sunday was fun-filled. It was joyous. And just thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
This is Sheila O'Reilly of CFRU 93.3 FM, bringing you today the segment of Our Little Town.